Many of my children are putting up with things that they should not. They're putting up with things that they do not have to. For many are putting up with circumstances that they do not have to. They're putting up with symptoms that they do not have to. They're putting up with things that the enemy has sent and circumstances has sent that they do not have to. For did I not say to think on those things that are pure? Dwell on those things that are of a good report. Think of those things that are pure and honest and true. And of a good report, think on my word, but not only think on my word, put my word in your mouth. Come over to my side and it's victory. Live from my place of victory. Speak what you already have. Use your words to go to war in this hour against that which stands in your way. For many have not taken the tools that I've given them and they've put up with things that have plagued their life and they have not had to. For I say, come away with me and speak what I'm speaking. Say what I'm saying. Speak victory. Speak life. Speak my truth. For I only know victory and I only know life and I only know truth. Think on those things. Fill your being with those things that are victory. Call those things which I have said in my word as though they are, because I believe they are so. So let them fill your being. Let them become a part of you. Let them become who you are. Fill your mouth with what I have said. Go to war in this hour. For many are struggling with lack and they have let lack run their life. And I have not given it permission to, but you've let it run your life. Come against it. Go to war with it. Use my word. Use the authority that I've given you. Stand on what I've said. Open your mouth and fight. Declare what I have said about you. For I have provided all things that you need to win in victory through the standing of my Son. So let your mind be convinced that it's true. Dwell on these things that I've said. Get them in you. Let them flow out of you. Speak to the mountain. Listen to me. The symptoms that have come, but they don't have to stay. Symptoms are temporary, but my word is truth. That which I have said is truth. Have I not borne your sickness and carried your pains? Will you not bless me and forget not all the benefits that I have provided for you in covenant with my Son? I have forgiven all of your iniquities. I have healed all of your diseases. Speak what I have said. Go to war in this hour. Do not let lack stay. For there is no lack where I live. So why should there be lack where you live? The symptoms that have come against your body, I say, take authority over them and stand. And though it looks like they don't change, stand, because my word cannot fail. And when you give yourself to me in the things that I have said and speak them over and over and over, it moves you into a place to receive that which I have already done. So stand. Use your mouth as an offensive weapon. Stand. Do not sit there and stay silent. Stand. Speak. Fight. Go to war in this hour. Do not let that which the enemy has brought continually bring destruction. For behold, didn't I say I have given you all the power over all the power of the enemy? Why do not my children exercise this right? He has no right to come in and take, steal, and kill. No right. I have paid for the right for him to be under your feet. Stand on my word. Square your shoulders. Be filled with what I have said. Let it possess you to where it's all that you think. Because my word cannot fail. And the symptoms that have come, you will see them dissipate just as quickly as they appeared. Because they're not true. My word is truth. Do not put up with that which you don't have to. Come where I am, and I am in victory. Live where I am, and I am in victory.